Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast, Passing the Bus. I'm Palash. I have my friend Shiv Charan with me.
Hey guys.
So, a lot, I'm sorry, 644.
Yes.
That's the number.
Yes.
With that, let's pass the bus. Starting with Serie A, one match I would like to highlight is Inter Milan, AC Milan against Lazio. I saw this match and I would suggest you, if you have fine 90 minutes, these like spend these in this game. Like your 90 minutes will be worth it.
Oh, I actually did not watch the match, but I mean, I think from what I hear from you right now, I think I will go and watch what it is all about. I think
like. It's about Inter Milan's fighting spirit. Oh, sorry, AC Milan. Why am I saying Inter Milan? It's about AC Milan's fighting spirit.
Yeah, and also the fact that, you know, I mean, I understand that Juventus have a new manager and all those stuff, but the step up which, you know, AC Milan has done, and that too without Zlatan, that is what I think.
This game was with.
I mean, the past 3-4 games, I think. So, this game, Zlatan played.
No, he didn't.
So, I mean, without Zlatan for the past 2-3 games, also, AC Milan have not, you know, dropped very, very badly. They've been the team they are. And I think that is to be appreciated. Because I thought AC Milan was a one-man carry team. But no. It was all of them giving their best. And I think this time, they have a really good chance on winning the Serie A title also.
Few players I would like to mention, like here, one of them being their goalkeeper, Donnarumma. You should go and see how he saved the penalty.
I mean, I think Donnarumma has always been a standout performer for AC Milan. I think, though, to be honest, I think before Zlatan, honestly telling, Donnarumma was the only player I knew in AC Milan. And he was so young, he was Chelsea's transfer target for the summer too. I mean, for the summer too. And I was really hyped because if he would come, he would actually change the Chelsea backline itself because he was that good of a keeper. He would be vocal and everything. But, you know, but Donnarumma has always been this good and he's really, really young because he seems
and
so experienced, but he's really
guy,
young.
Yeah, apart from Donnarumma, you should also go and check out Sandro Tonali.
Oh, the new sign. You mean the new signing, right?
Yeah.
New sign. I mean, that's what.
Like, he individually bosses the midfield for me. And he's so young.
I think mostly right now, these days, youngsters are more dominating than the, you know, experienced ones. Like, you know, if you think generally, look at the top players right now, at least, you know.
I don't agree with that.
No, I mean, Haaland is there. I mean, not only in the Serie A, Haaland is there. Even in Juventus, Weston McKennie is playing really well.
In Juventus, who has more goals, Cristiano or Weston McKennie?
But I'm talking about playmaking. Like, playmaking, I think Weston McKennie is becoming like, Dybala has lost his position to Weston McKennie.
Yeah, but
all I'm saying is, like, I mean, Ronaldo and Messi are on another level because, like you started this podcast 6 minutes 44.
Okay, we can remove Ronaldo and Messi from the picture.
Mm.
Okay, who are the best performers of this season till now? One of them is Kevin De Bruyne, Harry Kane, Son,
yes,
Thiago Silva. Now, I don't know. No, not Aubameyang. I'm just talking Premier League here. From Liverpool, Salah, Firmino, Fabinho, Chelsea. Okay, I feel like Thiago is the one. I don't think from your front line anyone gets into that stature at this point of time.
Agreed.
So
I mean, I'm not agreeing to the fact that experience is not important. All I'm saying is, it feels like a new era is born. Like, you know, like the next
yeah,
era of
that
football.
I agree.
Like that, I think that is all I think I should say, because it was always, you know, big players carrying the team and, you know, youngsters just going behind them. But right now, all I'm saying is even the youngsters are sometimes stepping up to the situation whenever it is necessary. And I think that is what I mean.
But with that, there's a lot of pressure also.
Yes.
Like, imagine, I personally think, like, I'm 21. But at this point of time, if someone says to me, like, go and change the game, I can't. I like, if the players of that level are playing against me, Zlatan, these players are playing, I'll be thinking that I've seen this man since my childhood. Now I'm playing against him. How will I do better, like, better than him? That and all, that mentality, winning mentality. Times have changed. Like, this is more of a digital era. Like, I don't think so. During Messi's childhood, he used to watch so many games and so many statistics from childhood. Now, current players who are coming, they are bombarded with statistics like, do this, do that. Technicality, they're very strong. Like,
Yeah, I think that is the very right word to use. Technicality is, like, I think the perfect word to use right now.
Yeah, and Juventus lost to Fiorentina.
Yeah, 0-3 in home, so 0-3. And so, I mean, I couldn't actually believe this.
Do you think Pirlo can be sacked anytime soon?
See, I think Pirlo has been given too much opportunity or not opportunity, too much of a burden by giving Juventus without
faith. Yeah.
Faith, exactly. Too much faith.
Experience.
Because he has zero experience, not even you know, any experience with any first team. So
yeah.
I think obviously a manager like that will struggle in the beginning. So I mean, Juventus right now, I feel, can still win the title, but I think a top four also wouldn't be a big surprise for them, considering the fact that it is a new manager.
They are 10 points behind AC Milan.
Yes.
And that is something that is scary.
And that too in Serie A, which is a little more scary than usual.
Like, not if you remove the past year, before that year, Serie A used to be over by Christmas. It's not over yet.
Yes.
Like, by Christmas, Juventus will have 10-point lead and we'll know that, okay, now who will come and defeat Juventus? But this time it's not that. And I feel like Thomas Tuchel, if he's free, Juventus should go for him. If not Pirlo.
No, I feel. I mean, let's come back. I mean, let's go to that a little later. But right now, I feel one thing which again I have to tell, which I told even last week, is I think Inter Milan. They've been doing so. They did so bad in the Champions League, like so bad in the Champions League that they finished fourth place in their table, not third, fourth, and they are second on the Serie A table.
Inter Milan.
That is definitely something to note here.
I guess what Antonio Conte has put his system for is to win the domestic cups, not the bigger, like, Champions League at the moment.
Yes.
Because if you look at his tactics and all, back three and all, they're perfectly fit for Serie A. But I don't know if that kind of tactics will work in Premier League. Like, these are the tactics that I guess Sheffield United is using. Sheffield United.
I think last time
Fulham. These teams are using.
Zlatan was there in AC Milan.
Yeah.
So if he does it again right now, no one will be able to stop his talking.
Yeah, Zlatan is Zlatan. So, yeah, then let's move forward to Bundesliga, Bundesliga, same old results happened. Bayern Munich won against Leverkusen. That is something, but I don't think that's a shocker for us, because who scored,
exactly,
we all know.
He's already at 14 goals.
Yeah, exactly. He's already at 14 goals.
Apart from that, same old thing happened in La Liga also.
And
Real
I think
Madrid
one thing I have to tell here, and I think
Thomas
one thing
Tuchel.
I have to tell here,
I think
Dortmund
Thomas
should go
Tuchel.
For Thomas Tuchel. I think Dortmund should go for Thomas Tuchel.
Yeah, we'll come to that later, as you said.
Okay.
So, La Liga also usual things only happen. Barcelona 1-3-0. Like after, I don't know, decades. Like this looks like decades only. I saw Barcelona. Like they have played some games really well and this was one of
them. I mean, Madrid still stays on top with a 2-match deficit also. And I think that is a really, really surprising thing. And also, surprise, Atletico Madrid is sitting on top with goal difference with them. Which is really, really surprising for a team like who, you know, Diego Simeone manages. Real Sociedad dropped to third. And, you know, I think Real Madrid will slowly come top and just wait for Atletico Madrid to drop points and they'll, I think, capitalize by then. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun La Liga this time. But I just hope a new team finishes in the top four at least. You know, I know that I know Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid, and Barcelona are going to stay. But I just hope Real Sociedad finishes instead of Sevilla, Villarreal, or something like that.
I won't.
Villarreal.
Yeah, Villarreal.
Villarreal, 19-match unbeaten streak going on for them with Unai Emery as manager. And I think that's a really surprising stat.
Not surprising for me. Not at all surprising. Not at all surprising. Like, when he came to Arsenal also, I used to be scared of Unai Emery. Not going to that. I don't know what is wrong. Like, okay, we'll come to Arsenal in our next section, which we are moving to right now, Premier League. Liverpool defeated Crystal Palace 7-0. Was it shocking? Yes, because first, when Liverpool took the 3-0 lead, Crystal Palace were actually playing as good as Liverpool.
Yes.
And if you look at like the performance overall also, okay, Crystal Palace sat back and all, but boy, like it was not totally one-sided. Till the fourth goal was scored. And you should see the build-up for the third goal. I'm sorry, which our third goal. Firmino's build-up. Like, you should just see the build.
Yeah. I know. I actually saw the match. The thing which, you know, really, I think for right now, as a rival fan, frustrates me is that Liverpool do not have Van Dijk with him. Okay, Liverpool do not have Van Dijk. They are not playing. They do not play Thiago Alessandra yet. And they win 7-0 with Crystal Palace. It was really, really, like, the least I could see is like the goal build up, everything and all. But my God, Jurgen Klopp, what has he changed this
Roy
game
Hudson
into?
Was laughing.
I didn't understand what Roy Hudson was even thinking. Like, I don't know. Like, when the opposition scores seven goals, and if, say, for example, I was the manager, I would probably cry myself because it's so embarrassing.
And that too at your home.
Yes.
Talking of embarrassment,
and imagine, I mean, if
Arsenal lost again. And not one game, two games in.
Yeah, I mean, this time Arteta, I don't know. I mean, I'm really, really, I'll be honest here, okay? I'm just not willing to even talk about it because I'm really scared because we are playing them today.
One thing which I feel for Arteta is people can say all the toxicity and all, players want to play for him. That is sure. That I've seen in this Arsenal. But one thing, Arsenal fans are saying that, he won us a cup in 6 months and all. I don't want to sound anything like, this, that. Like, it's a debatable thing. Pochettino took us to Champions League final. And after that 3 months, I guess we didn't even play 10 games or 11th game. He got sacking because our team was in 13th or 14th. And that too, the difference was not that big. Right now,
Arsenal
are in a relegation battle. And what does Arteta have to just say, okay, I have an FA Cup. Okay, I agree, FA Cup is a cup and Champions League final is not a cup. But when was the last time like Arsenal went to Champions League final? FA Cup, okay, it's a domestic trophy, but clubs like PSG, Man City do exist for winning Champions League, for playing those finals. So, why are they not sacking him?
No, I personally feel the sacking of Arteta is pretty close because
I feel like today is the day. Either Lampard can save him or either Lampard can get him sacked. And I personally want Lampard to win today because of what he did to you in the FA Cup final.
I mean, I'm really afraid because you obviously will be afraid when they have beaten you.
One thing I would like to also say, I'm not scared about Chelsea today because I know how can you manage Chelsea's attack unless they park the bus against you.
I mean, that's the thing, right? When we lost with Everton, we lost 1-0. When we lost with Wolves, it was 2-1. So we are really weak in counter attack, and I'm really really scared because they have a player who is actually really fast, who's being their most consistent performer, who's Willian.
Willian had the worst season ever. Like 12 games, he has just one shot.
No, I mean, when you look at the entire team, Gabriel Meglasius and Willian have been the most, barely above performers.
Willian is in top worst three. I'll say worst signing of the... Like, seriously.
Look. Worst signing is different because he was not involved in the match. That is different. But when you look at all the ratings,
ask any Arsenal fan. He will rate Willian the least. Like, because Willian, Bellerin, these two. I don't know what happened to these two. Willian, just first game, he had 3 assists, I guess, or 2 assists.
3 assists, yes.
Then after that, in past 12 games, he has 1 shot and he's a winger. I mean, Son scores 2 goals in a game and Willian had 1 shot in 12 games. Both are wingers. I'm not comparing anyone here. I'm just saying.
Look, I understand whatever you say. I think for me, I am scared of Arsenal today for sure. I'll tell you why. Because when a team parks the bus, I think Chelsea lose their, the will to score itself. Or they just score one and even Chelsea go back a little.
No, I don't think so. Chelsea will lose their hope because Arsenal are a big team still.
Exactly.
They're a top 6
the
side.
Thing is,
they're...
when we lost with Everton, the second half, we attacked so much. But we couldn't get past their defense. Okay. Wolves, we scored one in the second half and Wolves scored back. I did not see Lampard going for the win and all. Okay, I felt that it was going to be a draw. But then in our attack, they scored the goal in a counter-attack. It was really frustrating. But I think they deserved the win more than us. So I'm not going to talk about it. West Ham was a small happiness in the cap of Chelsea, I guess. Because we never won against the top 13 team.
Yeah.
So when we won against West Ham, I was like, okay, there still exists some hope. But Arsenal, I'm not sure because Arteta outclassed Chelsea in the FA Cup. Okay, whatever referee
it was
happened.
Your luck also. Like you should like for that game, I felt like Lampard was very unlucky because of the refereeing. First of all,
yeah. See, there was refereeing also, but generally,
I'm not saying something like okay, Chelsea should have won. Chelsea played outclassed Arsenal, but it was a lot to do with, it had a lot to do with refereeing. If you remember, in the last moments, or I don't know when, who was the Arsenal's goalkeeper? He came out.
Martinez.
He came out of the line. It was clearly visible.
Hmm. Yes.
Would have been a free kick or a red card for him. And a red card for him.
Hmm.
And at that point of time, I don't think Bernd Leno, I guess Leno was there or not, I don't remember. If he were not there, then they had to use their third keeper, and a free kick from that point can easily get in.
Yes.
So it is something like which I don't like it. Okay, they played better. They were tactically better, but you were not outclassed, I should say. Man, you won 6-2. Ole is back at the wheel, and this time it's not January when he's back at the wheel. He's back at the wheel.
Yes. A little early itself.
And okay, Spurs lost 2-0. I will say that was what, like, Mourinho, that problem with Mourinho, only problem I'll say is from past 5 games, we are just playing big teams.
Yes.
So I guess he integrated the parking the bus so much that he parked the bus against Leicester City also.
See, I actually did not believe when Leicester, you know, won with y'all. I was really surprised. It's like myself. Okay?
I was personally surprised too. Like I didn't expect a win and all, but I expected us to score at least one goal. But Mourinho just came and parked the bus.
And see, the thing is, I've told you countless times, if Mourinho is there, you have to be scared of Mourinho. Okay. Leicester, Brendan Rodgers and his early Premier League game is always unmatched. Okay. Like in January or February. In February, Leicester were third, sitting third comfortably.
Yeah.
Comfortably. And when they finished the season, they finished fifth. So that was the level of what Leicester can do in the end of the Premier League and starting with the Premier League. That is what Brendan Rodgers is. He could have won the title with Liverpool, but he did not win the title with Liverpool. So, I mean, I'm not blaming him and I'm not scapegoating Brendan Rodgers here. But I feel Leicester, it's Vardy. Because that man cannot stop scoring. That man is just scoring.
I'll agree.
And Mourinho is a kind of person who will come into the game. If he sees a tough opposition, he will look for a draw. That is all. That is what Mourinho is. Okay. But I mean, you are unlucky that Leicester won against you all. But all I'm saying is Mourinho will, I think, pull up his socks and he will do some wonders. No, I'm very sure you all are getting a trophy this season.
Like in Carabao Cup, I don't think so you saw that game, but in Carabao Cup also, after we scored the first goal, we dominated the first half against Stoke City. Second half, first 15 minutes, Mourinho decided to park the bus against Stoke City, which led to their one goal. Then Mourinho instant changed his tactics. Like, that was one of the most tactical genius, I will say, from Mourinho. He instantly changed the tactics. Now, we outclassed him. Like, 15 minutes, I don't know why we were parking the bus against Stoke City. But then, like, it was like that. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But,
yes.
Like, Man United, like, I was thinking, one month or 2 months before, we were talking about Ole Gunnar being sacked.
Yeah.
Now it does not look like that.
And I think, Bruno Fernandes is the main reason for everything, I think. He's just changed Manu on another level, actually.
Yeah, Bruno Fernandes, yes, correct.
So,
like, I'll say he has as big as impact as Van Dijk to Liverpool. Like, Van Dijk to Liverpool to another level. Then if he got injured, that level that Liverpool touched, they are on that level still.
Yes. And I never expected a player like Bruno Fernandes to be honest, before when Manu were linked to him, I've never heard of Bruno Fernandes.
No, I heard.
I mean, he was not a proper regular starter for Portugal too, okay? He was just a player who I've seen. I mean, I know he's a player, but that is all. But when he showed this much of impact, I think 24 games and 22 goal involvements.
Yeah.
It's not a simple thing, I think.
Yeah. That I agree. And Bruno has taken Man U to a whole new another level.
Yeah. I mean, I think people do not do this enough, but he is the leader which Arsenal, I mean, I'm sorry, Manchester United needed, because he, the way he coordinates the ball, he's not the captain of the team, but he is the leader of the team.
Yeah, correct. I agree.
So, yeah, and I think that is what, I mean, Man U is, should be a team which should be feared, because they are sitting right on the right below Liverpool with one game lesser than Liverpool.
No, they are a good team. I'll agree to that.
Yes.
They are a very good
team. Yes.
They have turned into a very good team. So, yes, now let's move on to our next section. Not next section at all. PSG.
Mm.
Do you think Thomas Tuchel's sacking was justified and correct?
Nope. Not at all, actually. Because it was not like PSG was in like ruined state and all, okay? Like when Pochettino, you know, left Tottenham, he was what, 15th?
14th.
And that is, in the Premier League, I agree, it was very difficult, and it was not really bad. It was just the players were not willing to play for him and all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
But Thomas Tuchel,
mm-hmm.
my God, the domination they kept showing even after, they won the previous match also 3-0, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That is the amount of dominations they're showing. They were just slow in the beginning of the league. But after that, they just started showing domination.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not understand the reason why PSG would have sacked Thomas Tuchel. But I feel, since it's PSG, they would have their next manager ready by now, and it's just not announced.
Yeah, for me, it's not justified. Like, I've heard, from whatever I've heard is, Thomas Tuchel was not a good man manager, but he was tactically a genius. Like, he did not man manage Mbappe and Neymar properly. Thomas Tuchel, I remember, like 3 months before, we were talking about PSG winning Champions League under Thomas Tuchel.
Yes.
And 3 months later, he got sacked. What I've heard from insider reports is, he had a clash with the sporting director since the first 2-3 months when he came in.
Oh.
So the sporting director was just searching for a reason to sack him.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And second thing I've heard, like, he had the best percentage, winning percentage for PSG ever.
Mm.
Like, they've had managers like Unai Emery, Carlo Ancelotti and all.
Mm.
So, he has had that record with him. He has had the players. And I would like to appreciate the PSG's ambition, but I would also like to see, like, expect even a domestic treble with them last season. So, is domestically is not enough or something?
I mean, see, the thing is, I will never even agree for 1 second that PSG was ambitious, justified, whatever. Okay, Thomas Tuchel was a great manager.
No, one more thing I would like to add, but yeah, I'll let you finish, then I'll say why they were ambitious. Yeah.
Okay. So the thing is, like when Bayern Munich sacked their manager, Hansi Flick took over as an interim manager, and their number one priority was Thomas Tuchel.
Mm.
But Thomas Tuchel decided to stay in PSG.
Mm.
And he took them to the Champions League finals and played against Bayern Munich.
Mm.
And that was the amount of ambition Thomas Tuchel had for PSG.
Mm.
He was a very loyal manager.
Mm-hmm.
He could have left for a German team being a German, but he did not leave.
Mm.
He stayed and he took them to the Champions League final.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would never agree for a fact that, for example, if there's a manager, for example, say, just even take Frank Lampard, I don't care.
Mm.
He was at Derby County.
Mm.
If he would have stayed one more season and brought Derby County to the Premier League, imagine the amount of love the fans would have had, the Derby County fans would have had for Lampard.
Mm.
That is what Thomas Tuchel has done. He got the interest from his dream club.
Mm.
A German manager getting a call up from Bayern Munich is a dream for sure.
Mm-hmm.
and he decided to stay. So I would definitely not justify PSG for sacking him, because if like you said, it's a conflict between the sporting director and the manager, I think Thomas Tuchel is to stay and sporting director is to leave.
I will be on, like, I know that this is so wrong. Mm-hmm. Imagine you are Mbappe. You have Mbappe. You have the golden generation. You have the, like, out of top five and best in the world, you have two players in your squad. And that is just a dream. Like, Neymar and Mbappe can be Messi and Ronaldo for future. If you have those two players in your team and they are not being managed properly.
Go ahead.
Tomorrow comes and says to PSG sporting director that I want to leave. I want to go to Madrid. So what will PSG sporting director say? Because he knows that he was not managed properly. So now he can bring in someone like Pochettino. I'm not praising Pochettino. I'm not even sure that he'll be success because of the kind of pressure that is there. Like, I'll suggest you to see the last Thomas Tuchel's interview before getting the sack, where he told that in PSG, it's not manager, it's like a political leader. Because friends.
But I feel Pochettino can succeed for sure, because
PSG winning Champions
League. Pochettino will definitely succeed in PSG, because he's used to be managing two kinds of great players. You know, Heung-min Son and Harry Kane came on limelight under Pochettino, and so I feel this is a very similar combination. Mbappe and Neymar, no one was under, like in Tottenham, no one was
there
under no one's shadow.
There. Is a difference between Mbappe and Neymar and Harry Kane and Son Heung-min Son. I'll tell you the difference.
Okay.
Harry Kane and Heung-min Son. Son was not. Son became star in past 2 years, I'll say. And Harry Kane was made by Pochettino. Whereas neither Mbappe, they were made by. They will be made by Pochettino, because world knows them beforehand only.
Like, yeah, and I mean,
if Mason Mount succeeds tomorrow, you can say that Lampard made him.
Mm-hmm.
But if Lampard gets Bruno Fernandes in his squad, like, you can't. That will be two different players.
Yeah, I think. I mean, you have a point. All I'm saying is, like, the main point I would establish here is that he is a person who can play with two great players. That's what I'm saying here.
And also, yes, I was telling you about that ambition and all. Now, PSG sporting director can call in Pochettino and say that your priority should be to make Mbappe believe in PSG's project again. And Pochettino, being a good manager, can go to Mbappe and say, okay, this is my dream. And I want to win Champions League and all. So, just sign the new deal. And because money is not an issue for PSG. They can offer 1 million a week. I guess they had offered 1 million a week to Mbappe, and which he rejected.
Oh, all right. Wow. Okay.
So, I guess this is a very smart move. But in terms of Thomas Tuchel, I guess he won't be jobless for soon, like for more time.
Yeah, yes, and
Dortmund
I feel Dortmund should capitalize for sure.
And I would like to see what happens with Tuchel next, because Allegri also is sitting at this point of time. And I'm pretty sure one or two of the top six Premier League's top six managers are going to be sacked. One or two. I'm not sure how many. So I feel like top six is also, let's see what happens with them.
Yes.
Apart from that, I guess transfer news little bit we should do.
Yes.
So, I heard that you are planning to sign Haaland.
No, I mean, I think those are just rumors. And that is not going... I mean, I think winter transfer is going to be absolutely quiet for Chelsea. It's going to be nothing.
What are your ambitions in winter transfer? Like, what do you like to see? Not Chelsea. and other clubs also, what do you like to see them doing? I'll start with Manchester United.
I feel Man U should definitely sign a defender.
Okay.
Definitely.
I would like Man U to sell Pogba first.
Okay, I mean, the Pogba-Dybala swap was also something I would like, which should actually happen. But more than that, I feel, I mean, genuinely, as a rival fan, I shouldn't be saying this, but Man U should definitely be signing a defender so that it could stabilize. And I know there has been a lot of links between Manchester United and Upamecano from Leipzig. So I think if Man U gets Upamecano, I really think they will be very, very strong title contenders.
What would you like to see at Manchester City?
City, oh my God. City, I do not know, okay, because they've been a little inconsistent in the past few games. They've been very strong defensively, but I do not see the offensive lethality which Aguero offered in Gabriel Jesus.
Yeah. Yes.
So, I mean, I see Sterling, I see Ferran Torres, everything agreed. But Gabriel Jesus is not a player who I would actually, you know, think, oh my God, they have Gabriel Jesus, he's going to score a hat-trick. I wouldn't think at all like that.
I would like to see this exact point. I would like to see Manchester City capitalizing. Like, if they want to sign Haaland, then seal Haaland now. Not now, meaning...
Yes, that
like,
would actually be a master move. Master move is... Haaland signed for City. I do not know what the Premier League.
Apart from that, Liverpool, what would you love to see?
Liverpool, definitely. I'm very sure they're signing centre-backs because I think they've been clearly shown why injuries are the worst nightmare a club could face. I mean, they're not losing. They're winning, which is really frustrating. Mm-hmm. But still... I feel that they will sign a centre-back just because, I mean, they would like to look at squad depth right now more than the first team, I think.
Yeah, agreed. Apart from that, Arsenal.
What would you like your team to do?
My team, I don't know. Like, I'll just say what Mourinho does will be the best. Like, maybe a centre back, one more. I don't know. What about you?
I think winter transfer should be quiet for Chelsea. I do not want Chelsea to sign any players. I feel that signed players itself have not settled in properly, and I feel that should be priority more than just signing new players and then for them to adapt into us, and then that is going to take a really long time. So I feel.
I feel like you. Should focus on selling rather than signing.
I mean, we are selling definitely. We will lose a lot of money for Kepa, which we are going to definitely sell. Where we are going to definitely sell him in this winter. Kepa out. I think Rudiger out. I think Christensen out.
Giroud.
I think Giroud is staying. I think.
Yeah.
Even though I would as a Chelsea fan, I would really want him to stay. But as a very neutral fan, if I were Giroud, I wouldn't stay because he's really wasting his talent. Okay, he's a top class striker.
He should go to some Italian.
He could actually sign for PSG also.
Mm, yes, that can also be a smarter move. Yes,
like with Mbappe and Neymar around you, I feel. And Mbappe and Giroud having the chemistry they have in the France national team, I feel they could actually pull out wonders.
Yes. So, Arsenal?
That is a really tough question. I feel Arsenal should, more than looking at their players, I think they should have a talk with their manager.
And one more thing, I would like them to not re-sign. But I would like them to refurbish Ozil in their squad.
Yes. My God. Ozil is definitely a topic which everyone should even talk about. Okay. Because he's wasted talent. He has amazing talent. He was there at Real Madrid when Ronaldo scored 62 goals.
Yeah.
So if a player like that exists, and when you have a striker like Aubameyang, why aren't you playing Ozil? Just because he did some comments on some Chinese league or Chinese team, just because one particular fan base will hate Ozil, you cannot just stop playing him. And he cannot play this month, but next month, if I don't see Ozil playing, I think Ozil should definitely leave.
I don't think Arsenal he'll leave because
and play elsewhere.
Last six months of his contract.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
Who would like to pay money at this point of time for Ozil?
Yeah, that is also actually that. I mean, I do not know which club Ozil would fit into right now.
I would like to see but yeah, I don't think so.
If Juventus signs Ozil and they get Pogba, I cannot tell what Juventus is going to become. I mean, after that also, if Pirlo doesn't win the Serie A, I have no words, because that is really a strong lineup.
So, okay. So, last and but not the least, coming to Premier League predictions. So today is March.
Mm.
What's your take on Arsenal against Chelsea?
Oh, my God. Okay. I mean, I've been telling this from the beginning of the podcast. I feel Arsenal are getting their victory today. I feel Aubameyang is going to break his...
Arsenal is... Aubameyang is fit?
No. Yeah, I think Aubameyang is fit.
So, because I heard that he won't be fit for the whole play period.
No, I'm pretty sure I saw... I mean, that is the only reason I'm really scared, because Aubameyang is fit. Bellerin is back, I think.
Good news.
So, Martinelli is not think... fit. I mean, okay. Yeah, Martinelli is not fit. I think if Arsenal plays Saka and all those kind of players... I feel they do have a chance. I mean, you may sound me really pessimistic, but I feel I've already seen what Arteta can do once. So I'm going for an Arsenal victory, 2-1, with Aubameyang and let's say Pulisic on the score sheet.
I'm going for a 2-1 Chelsea victory, 1-2 Chelsea victory.
All right. All right.
And Olivier Giroud to score.
All right. All
and
right.
That
makes
one
sense.
Goal also, I'm not sure that will be scored also from Arsenal.
That's oh my God. It. Too much of confidence on my team.
No, because the players, not on your team, the players, the quality that is there in your team, it's like if you look at that
all
right
now,
it's like right. Way, way, way above them.
Mm.
Your quality is too much to like handle that at this point of time. I'm not joking.
I mean, I think I'm not going to jinx anything. I'll just keep quiet after today's match. I think I will talk.
So from this, I guess that is it for today. So
yes.
Thank you so much, guys, for listening. Thank you, Shivchandran.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Bye.